Friday the 24th of October, Kof Hei Tishrei, Rabbi Aaron Hirsch, Parshas Bereishis, beginning at the end.
So the Be'eri Yosef, at the end of Parshas Bereishis HaBrocha, asks that it is quite strange to finish the Torah with the concept of Le'enei Kol Yisrael, which Rashi explains as referring to Shviras HaLuchos, because the breaking of the Luchos was the opposite of Tovosam Shel Yisrael. Brings Gemara's Midrashim, the Gemara in Erevin, that says if the first Luchos would never have been smashed, Le Nishtakcho Torah Mi Yisrael, we would never have forgotten Torah. And Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, "Ein kol uma v'loshen sheletes behem." We would never have been under the shlita, the dominion of any other nation. Medrash says, when it says chorus, it means chayrus, chayrus from golus, chayrus from malachamoves, chayrus from yisurin. We would have had all these things had we had luchos rishonis. So to finish the Torah with that seems slightly out of place. So he answers that the Etzem Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, did three things midaita, three things he did on his own, and one of them was Shviras HaLuchos. The Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ima. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Maskin, which the Hosef Yom Echad with regard and the third one was Pirush Min Eishra. Yes, that's right, he separated his wife. So the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu is that he was able to do things almost independently. The fact that it was Midaito means that he was able to have a Svar Nechayna in how to do things. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's the way to do it. Ask these here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yeah, okay, fine. I'm prepared to do it that way. And it's perhaps an echo of that which we say about the Kviya HaMayadim, Asher Tikro Esam B'Mayadom, it's Atem. We are the ones that are Mekadesh Zman, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maskim to our Svara. And therefore, it's a very fitting end. It's a fitting end to Sefer Dvarim, because the whole of Sefer Dvarim is Eila Dvarah Shdiber Moshe, Shchina Medaveres Mitech Greinei, Moshe Rabbeinu is able to come up with Torah on his own, Kaviyachos, and it's a fitting end to the whole of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. It's an Eidus, it's a testimony to the Kedusha, to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu that he reached at the end of his life. And the level that he reached at the time of Matan Torah, a level which he never came down from. And therefore, we finish the Torah by telling you that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to achieve a level of independence, so to speak. But we can take it a stage further. Because although the Gemara in Shabbos says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imo, the language used in telling us the same thing by the Gemara in Yevamos is Hiskimo Datoi Ladas Hamokai, which means virtually the opposite. It doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch was maskim to him after he did something, but his Das was in tune with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Das, meaning that he was so able to second guess what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that he was able to do that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have told him to do without the tzivui. So it's not that he exhibited an independence, but the exact opposite. He showed that he was perfectly able to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And that's the koyach of somebody who's miyagea b'teira, who's koyne teira, that he is given this matana. It's a famous Beis HaLevi in Parshas Yisrael, where he talks about the three levels, the three stages of learning Torah. And he says, stage one, l'chidudei, to be able to learn and understand Torah, is given to everybody. Then there is a stage, l'oikma girsa, to be able to paskan halacha, that he says, is tolui b'siyata d'shmaya. And then he says, there's a level beyond that, where megalin loy rozin, where he's revealed the nistoris of Torah, he says, that's a matona, that's something HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to a person when they achieve a certain level. They are not achroi over it, and they are not able to make it happen. And what happens is, they at that stage are able to have an insight into HaKadosh Baruch Hu and into Torah, which allows them to be mechaven zatam l'das hamakim. That's the achievement of Moshe Rabbeinu, which we are referring to at the end of his life. So far, not a lot to do with Sedra Bereshis. But truth is, we can go a stage beyond that again, by definition. Because now, what happens if we have two Gedolim, who are both Mechavein Ladas Elyei, and they come to different conclusions? They come perhaps to opposite conclusions. Now what? Which one of the two is doing a follow-on to what Moshe Rabbeinu did? This is what is famously known as Eilu Ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. So, to the novice, Eilu Ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim means that it's a sort of feel-good factor. One of them's really not that right. But we don't want to feel bad, so we say, yes, it's fine, it's all Torah, and you've been miyageah in Torah, and you'll get schar. Chas v'shalom. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim means they are both right. Moshe Shapiro once pointed out that Elokim and Chayim are a plural, and you don't find a thing. So we duck to use that loshen to say that there is a plurality. In other words, that there can be two people being mechaveh to the same ideas in Torah, and they come to a different conclusion of emes. And the Shir Das tells the Rav, writes as follows: Umash yesh l'das oyd b'zehu, that which we have to be aware of, ki af ben ele hazoichin lechaveh la'amito shel Torah. For those people who taka are able to achieve the emes, the clarity of Torah, efshe shetieno machlekes bahalacha, they can still be a mokin for machlekes. They be mechavin la'amito shel Torah. They can be machlekes eli yitamu ve'eli yitaru eli yichayvu ve'eli yifteru ve'elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. Why? Tam hadavah. Because when Torah was given to Israel, Nimsuru chuke in yonel lachokmei haTorah. The whole mahalach of what emes is now given over to them. And this is the idea that is mekasher the end of the Zos HaBracha to the beginning of Bereshis. Le'enei kol Yisrael, Bereshis bore Elokim es haShamayim es haAretz. It's according to how Eine Yisrael see it, that is what halacha and the world will look like. And it's Eine Kol Yisrael Dafka. Because anyone who achieves that level of Yisrael is able to have a daya in what the world looks like. The Shir Das goes on to say that Kishem shall be Yisayid HaTorah Nivra Ha'olam B'sheshis Yimei Bereshis. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu used Torah to create the world through the 6 days of Bereshis, K'moikein b'hamshochas in yonei habriya, the continuation of Briyas Ha'olam, tolui hakoil b'kviyas halochas haTorah. It's Torah, it's dependent, that the continuation of Briya is dependent on how the Chachomim will be kveya halocha. And that means, as he also says, that Kviyas Halacha is not Birur Dvorim greater. It's not pshat that the first time around I didn't learn Tosfos well enough, so I'll go back and I'll learn Tosfos properly this time, and that's how I'll be able to be Mevara Halacha. And if somebody asks a Shaila to a Rav, the reason he's able to answer the question is because he's learnt more. Not, I mean, obviously on a certain level that happens. But what we're talking about in terms of Eilu Ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim, of Kviyas Halacha, is in an area where there isn't a Kviyas yet, where it hasn't yet been decided, and it's down to my Shikul Hadas to be able to decide what is Emes. It's not there yet. So obviously this is only given over to people who are Bar Hochi. As we said about the Beit HaLevi, there needs to be a Siyata Dishmaya, there needs to be an Ikme Girsa, but it means that there is an Emes that is arrived at as a result of this person being able to achieve a Mitzvah Shel Torah. And that's why I think it's the Chaznish that says when the Rosh says something and brings a raya from X or from Y, so it's possible to argue with it. But if the Rosh says Li Nira, then what's going in to that Svara is all of who the Rosh is. All of the Rosh's Torah and all of the Rosh's Kedusha until that moment in time achieved that conclusion. Not just knowledge, not birur halacha greda. It's everything that makes up that Talmud Chacham. And Rav Moshe, in his Hakdama to Ivrus Moshe, the very first chelik, of Arachayim, he says, of course, the person who is a posek, yeshvadei lochush, you have to be worried, you have to be afraid. Ulai loy kivnu amitas hadin. Maybe they didn't achieve the amitas hadin, the psak halacha, kfi shehu ha'emes klape shmaya. In the way that it is klape shmaya. The way that it was given on Har Sinai. Maybe the halacha was on Har Sinai regards to a psak in Hilcha Shabbos that Rav Moshe said regarding the Daraisa. Rav Moshe says it's Osa, and maybe on Har Sinai they said it's Mutar, or maybe Faket. Right? Aval ha'emes lahoiro'o kfa nerma. That it's already been paskin, loy bashamayim hi, elo kfi shenira lahachochom, as the chochom decides the halacha, the halacha is the way the God decides the halacha. That is now emes. Shekein hu psak hadin hu ha emes lahayroi. Mechuyev lahayroi's kein. He is mechuyev to paskin that way. Af im be'etzem galia klapei shmaya she'enoi kein hapirush. Even if that's not what was said on Har Sinai. It's an unbelievable koyach that was given to Klal Yisrael, that is Le'enei Kol Yisrael Bereishis Bara Elokim. And when Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the Luchos, what he was doing is being koveya what the world should look like. But he has that koyach. I once heard from Knopfler, I think he was quoting a Degel Machne Ephraim, the Medrash that says that Kol Dayan Shedon Din Emes La'amitai. Right? He is Malal of Akosov. Any Dayan that comes to Din Emes La'amitai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it as if he's become a partner in Maaseh Bereishis. What does it mean, Din Emes La'amitai? Kol Dayan Shedon Din Emes. Any Dayan that comes up with Emes. Emes La'amitai, is there Emes that isn't La'amitai? So he says yes. Emes means that he was mevara halacha kfi koichai, and he came to a conclusion. But it could be that it's not in line with klapei shmaya. But nevertheless, it's emes. It's called emes. It's not azogach. Eilu ve'eilu divrei elokim chayim. It is emes. But there can also be an occasion where the dayan is mechava into the emes, and that emes is also the emes that was klapei shmaya. If it's the emes that's not klapei shmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to change the whole world to fit in with this psak. Right, like B'suleo Choizrim, that if Chazal made an extra month, they made it an Ibuyah, then even though it says Ad Gimel for a girl, B'suleo Choizrim, but now it's going to be a month longer, because Chazal has said she's not three yet. Why? Because there's an extra month in this year. So she's not three yet. The Metziah, she's not three yet. And therefore, Surah Al-Faizrun will last another month. Because the Shurukh changes Teva to fit in with their Psak. But sometimes, the Psak will be emes la'amitai. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't need to change Teva. So you become a shutter for Maaseh Bereishis. Because Maaseh Bereishis carries on as it originally was. It doesn't need to be changed. That original Maaseh Bereishis that happened is what the Dayan was mechaven to. And that it's not just a din emes. In other words, he put all of his koichas into it. It's la'amita shel Teva. It's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it, so to speak. Therefore you become a shutter. Bereishis, Bria, doesn't need to be changed. On this idea, there is a famous letter from Yisrael Salant. He asks a question about a Gemara that is quite familiar from the last Chodesh that we've been through. It's a Gemara in Tainis that says that there was a drought. Rabbi Eliezer davened, right? Yoran is now Teva. And he said 24 brachas, and he wasn't answered. And then Rabbi Akiva went, Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud, he said, Avinu Malkeinu, the Yorudu Geshamim. And the rain started falling. So Havam Ram the Rabbonans, so to speak, were whispering amongst themselves that it appears that the Talmud is greater than the Rebbe. Yotzeh Baskoil. So a Baskoil proclaimed, Loi mipnei shezeh gadol mizeh. Don't think that the Talmud, that Rabbi Akiva, who was answered, is greater than Rabbi Eliezer. Ela shezeh maver al midoso. This one forgoes his honor, he overlooks his covered, he doesn't stand on matters of principle. And Rabbi Eliezer is not maver al midoso. That's why he was answered, but not that one is greater than the other. Says Rabbi Yisrael, doesn't make any sense. If Rabbi Akiva is maver al midoso and Rabbi Eliezer is not, then he's greater. And the things that the Gemara says about somebody, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, somebody who's Mavir al Midosev, Mavirin Loya called Pshav, somebody who's Mavir al Midosev, then Moichel all these Chatoim. So how can you say there isn't greatness? And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have it. So he is greater. So he says, the world makes a mistake. The world thinks that Hillel was greater than Shammai. Why? Because Shammai was a captain and Hillel was an onov. So we assume that Shammai was not as great. Hillel had that middle. So that's a tremendous toss. Ochein be'emes zehu toss. Because the reason Shammai was a captain is because he understood that this is the way to teach Torah, to have a covered HaTorah. And the reason Hillel wasn't honored is because that was the conclusion that all his Tchumais HaNefesh had brought him to. What he had understood from all of the Torah that he had absorbed is that the way he should teach Torah is by being an honor. And Shammai reached the opposite conclusion, which is why it's not a steerer, by the way, to Shammai's statement in Pirkei Avos. The statements that Chazal made in Pirkei Avos are a reflection of who they were. And it says there, have a makavel as kol ha'odom b'seiv upon him yofis. That's Shammai. Shouldn't think that Shammai, you know, chas v'shalom, that he had a, you know, bad childhood, he was given up for adoption, he was, you know, left out in the streets, and Shammai, he grew up, you know, deficient somewhat, he was socially awkward, chas v'shalom. Shammai was who he was purely because of Torah. And had Hillel reached Shammai's conclusion, Hillel would have been a captain. But Shammai came to that conclusion, and hence he taught Torah that way. And we also have to understand the historical context of when Rabbi Yisrael is writing. Yisrael is writing to counter Haskalah. Haskalah was an attempt to show that you need Midas, but Torah doesn't come into the Cheshbon. That what you need to be is a good person. If we now assume that those two things, Midas and Torah, are completely independent of one another. They have nothing to do with one another. You know, he's a tremendous Talmid Chacham, and he's also a nice guy. If we assume that those two have nothing to do with one another, we are mamash being pogim in the Neshama of Shammai. Chayru being pogim in the Neshama of Hillel as well. Because we're just saying, Agab happened to be a nice guy. That's not what made him the Pesach Hillel. And that, says Rabbi Yisrael, is utterly untrue. The only way Hillel became the God Lazar is because the Midas that he had were in tune with all of his Torah. There is no separation between the two. Hainuhach. And that's why when we hear about Moshe Rabbeinu, we know of two descriptions. Olav Mikol Adam, and there was never a Novi like Moshe Rabbeinu. One's Torah, one's Midas. They are mirror images of one another. The only reason he became the greatest Novi is because he was the greatest Onov. That his ego didn't get in the way. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to be Shere Shechina on Moshe. They are one and the same. And therefore, he says that in the same way as Shammai, the famous Machlokes Nivamos, about Tzaras HaErva, that Shammai Paskin, that you marry Tzaras HaErva, do Yibul, and Hillel Paskin not. Which means according to Hillel, it's a Chiyuv Kores to marry this woman. And according to Shammai, it's a mitzvah. So Rabbi Yisrael says it's not pshat that Shammai didn't get punished for this psak. He got schar, and anyone who carried out in the family of Shammai, as the Mishnah goes on to say, anyone who carried that out was given schar for what they did because it was emes. Shammai's psak was as much emes as Hillel's. We're not talking about somebody who's not higia lahira, somebody who makes statements and hasn't thought things through. Somebody who is on that level, what they paskan is emes. That's the reality of Eilu ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. And that's Rav Dessler also refers to this. Rav Dessler says in Chelek Hay, he says that Boro Shehu Yachria Es HaEmes V'fi Kochis HaNefesh Shaloi. Any Talmud Chacham will be Machria, will decide the truth according to his Kochis. Bein Shechelkoi B'Chesed Oy B'Gvura, depending on who he is. And he goes on to say, Chassidus mitzad chesed, Musar mitzad gevura. They weren't just that they thought that this is a good thing. This is what their kedusha, what their Torah, what their midas led them to conclude. So Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva were both on the same level. And Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmud of Shammai, he was a Shamuti. One opinion, that's what it means, he was a Shamuti. He was a Talmud of Shammai. He did not have the mitzvah of being Mavir al Midosov because he felt that that was the MS of how to be a captain, a Melamed Torah needs to be Makbid on Kavod HaTorah. That's why he was not Mavir al Midosov. Not because he had bad character traits. So in that case, ask Rabbi Yisrael to Taka. So why was Rabbi Akiva answered? The best Baskel is right. One was not greater than the other. In other words, the reason he wasn't Mavra Medosov is not a chasarim. It's a mahalach in Torah. So why was Rabbi Akiva answered? So Rabbi Yisrael says, because there's a concept of midah keneged midah. That when a person possesses a certain midah, they can, so to speak, request that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that midah in return. And we find, for instance, with Churban Bais Rishon, this is a Medrash in Eicha, how Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, they all come into the Beis Midrash, which is Nechrav, and they ask for Rachmonus, for Klal Yisrael that's going into Golus. And they all give their right to be able to be Tain on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And it doesn't help. Rachel comes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'shavu bonim migvulam. Right? Nikaylech mibachi. What's the midah that Rachel has that they don't? We're not saying that Rachel is greater than Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe. But she says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now being mekane, so to speak, that Avodah Zorah is a form of adultery. In the Hashvah, of the first and second set of the first five and the second five of the Dibros. So the second Dibur is the Yelachai Lehim Achayrim, and the seventh Dibur, which is the one parallel to it, is not to commit adultery. Right, that which it is, Ben Odom Lamokim, that's what it is, Ben Odom Lachavera. That's how it ends up, Ben Odom Lachavera. So she says, I wasn't Mekaneh when Leah took my place. Mida Keneged Mida. Not that Rachel was greater, but she possesses that Mida. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, yeah, you're right. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu Bischusa said that Shavuot Bonim Nigvulam. Now, of course, it is possible that a Talmud Chacham can make a mistake. We're talking here with a Machavin La Mitzvah Shel Torah. It's possible a Talmud Chacham can make a mistake. I mean, the Torah writes about a Parahel on Dovah. Kal Yisrael can end up bringing a Korban. Right? If there was something overlooked, that's a separate Cheshbon. There's a famous theory between two Rambam, between a Zakin Mamre and a Chochem Shahoyre, where he knows it's a mistake. That's a possibility. But interestingly enough, there's a machlokes between, seemingly between the Ramban and the Sefer Chinuch, as to what happens at that stage on the pasuk in Shoftim that we should not turn Yamin and Smol. So Rashi brings the Sifri, although Rashi puts in even stronger Loshen than the Sifri itself, that if they fill it, they tell you on Yamin Shehu Smol and Smol Shehu Yamin, you should follow them, right? So the Ramban says why? Ki al das shelahem hu nesem lehem atera. Through the das, through the ability and through the Torah of the Chachomim, that's how Torah will end up with us. And afilu yeh beinecho kemachlif hayamin b'smol. Even though in your eyes you think they've swapped right for left, nevertheless you should follow them. Ki ruach Hashem al mashar semikdoshe. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests his shchina on those people that serve him. V'lo yalzov es chasidov. And he won't abandon them. People who are truly higia lahira, we're talking about here. La'olam nishmeru min hatoros min hamechshav. Klal Yisrael as a whole are preserved from toos and mechshav. So obviously an individual can mean we have all the halachas and chesh mishpat about toya b'dvar mishnah as opposed to being toya in the svara. Of course, the Dayan can make a mistake, but Klal Yisrael will be guarded nishmeru min hatoros min hamechshav. So it won't happen, says the Ramban. Whereas the Chinuch says, he says lo yisoser afilu yehem tayim b'dava echod. Even if they are making a mistake, nase ketu'usam, we should follow their mistake. The toiv lisboil tos echod. It's better to suffer living with a tos, but that way everything will be under das of the chachomim. It's better to be sevel etos rather than Torah just being hefka, and everybody comes up with their own Torah where there will be chiluk leva'om and hefsted ha'um legamra. So that's the concept of elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. They're both right. Both of them have been mechamen to emes. And the reason they've been mechavan to emes is because they've come up with all of their Torah and all of their kedusha and all of their midas. And without all those three, it's not possible. It's not possible to be mechavan lo'ik megirsa. You need to see after Gishmaya. So for that, there needs to be kedusha and emes and midas. Okay. One parting word on further into the Sedra, because we only got through the first few words of the Parasha. towards the very end of halfway through, actually, before we go through the Zohar, after Cain's hate and when he's told what will happen to him, he says, God lavoyim minasay. Cain says, if this is what's going to happen to me, and he does tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu lessens the oynish. He comes across Odom HaRishon. Odom HaRishon says what happens in your din. Odom HaRishon has already gone through his din. This is what happened to you in your din. Nispasharati and Kaini, I came to an arrangement. So other Mauritians said they didn't realise Truva was that great. And he did Truva for 130 years. And then he resumed life with Chava, and he had a child called Chase. Now, obviously, besides anything else, what we are being told is how great Truva is. But there's a corollary to this, which is adopted by the, which is brought out by the Abarbanel. And were you to say over something in the name of the Abarbanel, this Pashtus, this 29th of Cheshvan, according to the 29th of Tishrei, according to most opinion, it will be the 500th yahrzeit of the Abarbanel. Died in 1508, so it's 500 years ago, exactly. The Abarbanel says as follows. It's not only did Truva for 130 years, but that was the amount of time he needed to do Truva for. And we see that in all the Doros that are born after Adam Rishon, anyone who had children before the age of 130 died younger than Adam Rishon. They didn't live 930 years. And anyone who only had children after they were 130, they lived longer than Adam Rishon. In other words, it's not just that he did Truva, but only when he achieved a certain level did he say, I can now go out into the world. He had to achieve a certain level of Kedusha. He said, now I can do what I need to do in the physical world. Right? And we know that as much as we know Tzon, Kol, and Momon are 136 each, without the Vav, each one is 130, and Sulam, Mutzav, Arts, and Rishon Magei HaShemayim is also 130. Why exactly? I'm sure there are Farshim that talk about what the 130 tells us. But it's interesting how Dafka, after they had achieved the level that they were supposed to, which Adam HaRishon was Koveya, for the next 10 doros, that's when they could go out and do what they needed to do in the physical world. But until then, Adam HaRishon, so to speak, Paskin. Until then, it'll take years off a person's life if they do it. And the first person who does otherwise, who actually follows Adam's psak and Adam's mahalach, will actually be rewarded with greater life. So we see from here that it's a psak has the ability to actually change forever, to change a person's life. It has an effect on a person's life, because this is the underlying yesod that was given to Klal Yisrael, le'enei Kol Yisrael. Voracious for a little bit of my response.